Yeah, I was that inhaler kid that people
How do you grow out of that, Becky?
You literally do. It's a thing. People just grow out of it.
Wow, blessed be the fruit.
I know.
Blessed be
my lungs.
The lungs.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to A Little About A Lot. I'm Kelsey.
And my name is Becky.
And we're also known as the Sorry Girls.
And this is a podcast that talks a lot about a little, little about a lot of different things. Mostly what's going on in our lives and what we find interesting at the moment. We just chat about it.
Yeah, because we just like to hang out and chat and we like to talk to you guys. I feel like it brings us all back down to earth a little bit. And also, I'm sure you're lonely cleaning your room and or driving because I can relate to that.
Okay, so I think let's start off by just chatting about maybe what happened this week.
What did I talk about last week? Did I have car problems and a MacBook problem last week? Well, this past week, I don't know why, but like everything in my life was breaking. Luckily, none of my body. Just like material things, like my laptop and my car. So I don't know why, but I just had to spend a lot of time like going to the mall and to the car repair shop. And I didn't like it. And I was like, wow, this is why we just need quality things.
It makes you grateful for the things that you have that do work, eh?
Yeah, or the times that those items do work. Because I think I'm buying quality products. It's just, you got to replace a battery every now and then.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
We also finished a really big room makeover this week, which was great and exciting because I had been planning it and we had been working on it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it finally got shot yesterday and the day before. And it turned out amazing. Every time we do a room makeover, it's like my new favorite room. So.
That is true, actually.
So if you're listening to this, it probably is out already. So go check it out.
Yeah.
Style Selected.
Pottery Barn vibes are your vibes, then I think you'll really like this room. And if not, I'm sure you're going to learn something new. I mean, overall, what happened this last week is that I realized summer's over. So that just made me really sad.
I know. I was thinking about that, too, today, how it's almost the end of August. Like, what did I even do this summer? I mean, I did a lot.
Yeah, you did a lot.
I did a lot. But it still, like, it goes by so fast. Like, the busier you are, I swear, the faster time goes by. So I've had a busy summer, which makes me realize that, like, summer just passed by so quickly, and I kind of hate it.
Yeah, what do we do to, like, slow that down a little bit?
I think I just need to be less busy, but I don't know how to fix that.
I know. I'm, like, literally me time. I just need more me time. Because even when you're not working, it's, like, if you have plans with your friends or, like, plans with my boyfriend, it's just that is just still so much. Mm-hmm. Or like chores. Oh my god, I'm just like, no, I need time. I can't remember the last time I was like, I'm bored.
No, never. I don't even have the time for the chores anymore because I'm like, I swear I'm never home. I've been working so late. I've been gone almost every weekend. It's just like, I haven't even seen my own house in so long and I love my house so much.
Yeah, last night it was like 10:30 at night and I was like, I was supposed to do laundry. I'm running out of underwear and just clothing. And I was overall just so sad.
The real struggle.
And I was like, I think I need to cancel all my plans on Friday because I just need to stay home and do nothing. And I love that.
I definitely need to schedule some of that in.
Okay, wait. Also, speaking of last night, I thought that my downstairs neighbor, I live in like a house apartment kind of thing, was on drugs because it's like 11 o'clock at night. And my neighbor downstairs is like, has a pole and he's hitting the fence with the pole and I was like, what is he doing?
Is it the raccoons?
Yeah, it was the raccoons. And then he was just standing at the bottom of the driveway and I was like, what are you doing? But I think he was taking a break from like scaring off the raccoons. Yeah, I think that was the problem, is that the raccoons, am I saying raccoons weird? Raccoons.
The raccoons.
the raccoons. How do you say it?
Raccoon.
The raccoon.
So we start to say words too many times, it doesn't sound right anymore.
Yep.
What was I trying to say today? Oh, I was trying to say legible. I was like, how do you spell legible? And I couldn't figure it out. And then I was saying it so many times, I'm like, this is not even a word anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so the raccoons. Yeah, I think he was trying to scare them off because the garbage is like right outside his window. And then I thought he was just standing there tapping on the garbage, but then I realized that it was a raccoon. Raccoon! Holy crap.
You need to get yourself a pole for your raccoon problem.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, so apparently my whole building is having raccoon problems.
Let's call them trash pandas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can pronounce that.
A cute one.
Yeah. anyways, that's That's my life.
Your poor neighbor. But May, hey, hopefully a new house coming eventually.
I know.
And then you never have to see those people again.
Except like all the houses I want, like I really would love a nice like green and luscious backyard. And guess where pandas like to hang out? I mean, trash pandas, sorry. Green, luscious backyards.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think that needs to be a requirement. It's like, is there parking? Does it have any raccoons?
That sounded right, by the way.
I did say it right. When I'm in my like weird secretary voice, I can say it right. Raccoons. Where's your raccoons? Okay, moving on.
Okay, so today I think we're going to be talking about firsts. So Daniela, our podcast producer, came up with a whole list of like first things.
Yeah.
And we got to read through this earlier, so I have some notes about what my answers for some of these are. But I think we're just going to go through them and like hopefully we have interesting stories to chat about.
Yeah. Also, spinning off of this, mm-hmm. I was wondering if anybody would be interested in a DIY video where we look back at our old videos and find out like the first time we used a drill or the first time we did like fashion versus home decor or mm-hmm. the first time we did a collab or something like this. This little
I feel like it'd be a montage of awkward experiences.
Oh, 100%. But also I'm so afraid of just reviewing old content because we did a video recently where we just like reviewed old content and then people called us lazy and I was like
I know, and that was so annoying because I like it wasn't just like recycled content, it was like us, a new video that we had filmed, mm-hmm. talking about old DIYs that maybe people hadn't seen because they were that old.
Yeah, and it's because we have a series called College Try, which is where we do DIYs that don't need power tools, they're affordable, and you can do them in your college dorm room. Mm-hmm. And we realized when we were coming up with ideas for College Try that we have a lot of videos that the DIYs are like mixed into different videos, and certain DIYs could either be College Try or already were College Try appropriate. So we're like, let's introduce all the new audience to these videos that might be a couple years old, but they're still quality DIYs.
Exactly. It wasn't even a straight re-upload or anything. It was like...
It was like we curated a list.
Yeah, it was like a reaction video.
Anyways, I mean, I get it. People just want to see new stuff. But
man, we work it so hard.
I know.
And it's not even the fact that we were like, we don't want to make a video. It's that we thought that would be a good video.
Yeah, so. I was like, this is going to be so helpful. I think it's one of those things where maybe our audience that has seen all of our videos is like, we don't want to see this. We've already seen this. But I think it's something for new people that might be like, oh, wow, this is cool. Or people just finding our channel are going to be like, this is helpful. Like 10 DIYs. Wow, great.
And it's always the upset people that end up commenting anyways.
Yeah.
It's like if you read reviews for a restaurant, it's always people that had a bad time that want to write a review.
I know. When's the last time you're like, this is great, I'm going to share it?
Like, and it has to be some real good food for me to write a review. If it's like, that was a nice dinner, I'm not going to write anything.
Yeah. But if there's a hair in my food.
Oh, I'm telling everybody.
Everybody. I'm getting a refund.
Exactly. Okay. Want to get into this?
Oh, yeah. Hit me.
Okay. And also, first of all, these are
first of all.
Before we get into the first, some of these are just like the first thing. I guess I'm also saying first. The first things I could think of for answers and not necessarily like super accurate to the very first. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't hold me to this if like in 5 years I have a different answer of what my first whatever was.
/ I feel like my mom would be like, no, honey, because she's going to remember some of these firsts better than I would.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of something your mom probably remembers better than you.
Yeah.
First memory you ever had.
I wonder if my mom remembers my first memory.
Well, I don't know. She'd remember you as a baby more than you remember yourself as a baby.
Yeah. I think, you know, also something that's weird is getting your memories confused with photos.
Yes, I was actually just thinking about this when I was writing this because my actual first answer I thought of, I think, is because I know the photo of it, not because I remember it. It's weird.
Yeah, I had this thing where I was like, do I remember my first bedroom or do I just remember seeing a photo of my first bedroom? But I don't know, my mom was talking about the old house that we used to live in when I was a baby, and I was like, oh yeah, like my room was green, right? And it was like a really small room at the top of the stairs, and she was like, yeah, I'm surprised you remember that. And I actually don't know if there is a photo of the room. So
you must remember it.
I think that was all me, baby. And I like hadn't lived there. I think I only lived there for like up until I was like maybe 3. So not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, I remember my parents have had the same house like ever since I was a baby, but they've done a bunch of renovations on it since. But I really remember the original kitchen floor that we had in our kitchen, like, super well. It was back when this was like a trend in the 90s to have like that linoleum floor, but it looked like tile.
Yeah.
It was like
one
big plastic sheet that you kind of just rolled out, but it had like a tile print in it.
Yep.
And I think ours was like a light blue and it had like kind of this like cream square pattern all over it. And I remember it was kind of like rolling up on the corners. Sorry, mom, that needed to be replaced, but it was. And I just remember like me like lying on the floor because it was probably like a baby.
Yeah.
Sitting on it and like the
and texture like, of the plastic floor. And you're like, this is ugly. You're like, mommy.
I was destined to be a room designer. Mommy, can we upgrade this floor? It's not working in the kitchen. Yeah. So I remember that floor very well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My parents, it sounds like my parents had like pretty much the exact same thing and they just replaced it like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Awkward. But better sooner than later. The reason they replaced it is because they knew that when they were selling the house, which might be soon, that it would bring down the value.
Yeah.
Which, smart. I don't know if anybody's like putting off renovations or DIYs, but like you might as well enjoy your new kitchen instead of waiting until you're about to sell it and then be like, oh shoot, we should upgrade. Or if you don't upgrade it, then you're maybe like lowering your property value. So just don't put those things off. I don't remember my first day of school. Do you?
My first day of school? I definitely don't remember my very first day of school because I would have been like, you would be like three or four years old.
My mom told me, so this is not a memory, this is my mom's memory of me. But she said that I was always like a really good kid and I wasn't like a crybaby or anything, except I had to go home from the first day of kindergarten. And she said that she just found out that I was hungry. Like I cried and I was upset and they didn't know why. And then when I went home, I had a snack and I was better. And they were just like, you were just hungry because.
Did they not feed you at this kindergarten?
Yeah. Or maybe my parents fed me too much. And then I went to school and I was like, God damn it.
Where's the snacks?
I mean, that's still me, to be honest.
Yeah. Literally yesterday, you're like, can someone go buy snacks? We don't have any.
I mean, you can't just eat one meal throughout the day. That's crazy. You need snacks. You got to keep that energy up.
Need the snacks.
I'm not in that fasting train, that's for sure. Mm-mm.
I remember this, yeah, would have been like junior kindergarten, I'm pretty sure. Like, I don't know why we were that young, but we learned French at our school, like from a very young age.
In junior kindergarten?
I swear we did.
Oh my God.
This was my first classroom, I'm pretty sure. And we had, you can picture it, like, you remember the big, like, block brick tiles that, like, a lot of, like, schools were made of or, like, gyms were made of? Right? Like the big rectangles.
Oh, we like this.
To go see that studio the other week that had the walls made of those bricks.
Cinder block.
Yeah, cinder block. But they're usually like painted white.
Yeah.
Well, my first classroom, like all of those blocks were painted like different rainbow colors.
Oh,
like,
Lego.
Yeah, actually. It'd be weird to see it now as an adult, but I remember it being like essentially like a Lego room.
Yeah.
And all we learned was like the colors in French. So I remember the teacher would have like this crazy long pointer and she would like point to different like bricks on the wall literally and ask us to say them in French.
Okay, pop quiz, what's green in French?
Vert. Oh, maybe no T, vert.
What's pink?
You know what, we didn't have a pink block, so I don't know.
Wow. I know red is rouge, so it's like,
oh no, pink is, isn't it rose?
Oh yeah, rose.
I'm giving you all the ASMR. These French words.
French ASMR, I'm here for that. Imagine like you take French class and they're like, hello. Or bonjour, welcome to French class.
Rose is pink. I'm sorry, that was weird. Okay, moving on. All right, first time on a plane. Do you remember that?
No.
See, this is gonna segue into my first family vacation answer.
Yeah.
My family. This is gonna sound like very privileged, but I lived a blessed life.
We blessed be the Becky side.
Blessed be. So I'm just watching Handmaid's Tale for anyone who wants to know about my life. And my favorite thing to say is blessed be or blessed be the fruit.
Yeah.
So that's going to come up. But every winter we would go to Florida because my grandparents were like snowbirds, which is the term meaning they go there half the year.
Yeah. I was like 1 year days old when I heard that. I mean, I learned that a year ago. I didn't know what snowbirds was.
Really?
Yeah. We got like a brief to do like a brand deal and they were like, our target demo is like snowbirds, and I was like, what the hell is a snowbird?
Whoa.
And then you were like, let me tell you
what I told you this recently.
Yeah, you were the one that taught me what a snowbird was. Oh, like boy. A year ago.
Well, okay. To anyone who's wondering, it's probably a Canadian term because, like, where else in the world do you leave for the winter? I mean, maybe, like, Russia or anywhere cold, but it's very much a Canadian thing that, like, a lot of, like, it's more of a, like, a older thing, senior, too. Like, people who are retired do this.
Senior snowbirds, yeah.
Yeah, they own, like, a trailer and, like, a trailer park down in Florida.
Yeah.
There's a joke that, like, Florida has more Canadians living in it than actual Americans,
it's
too.
It's so true, yeah.
Yeah, so they had a place down there. So every, like, Christmas or winter, we would go down just because so my parents could see their parents, I could see my grandparents, and we'd hang out there. So I was obviously taking a plane to get there, and I was, yeah, super young.
Yeah.
The first time I ever went down there on a plane. And then I guess that counts as my first vacation, too.
Because
we would go to Florida. We would go to, like, Disney sometimes, go to the beach. So.
Wow.
I know.
Blessed
be.
We definitely did the Florida vacations, too, but I feel like we drove. So. I didn't take a plane.
True that.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the next one you've got a story for, a thought for?
So do you remember the first time you were in a hospital other than you're born? Although you probably wouldn't remember that. That would just be insane if you remember when you were being born. Ew. Ew.
I really don't have a great answer for this either. I was also in a hospital a lot. As a kid, well, for two reasons.
Because your mom's a nurse.
Yeah, my mom is a nurse, so I would go there all the time to, like, visit her, of course. And then I grew up with pretty bad asthma, so I was in the hospital a lot for, like, breathing problems.
Whoa, bad asthma also sounds like badass ma.
Bad asthma. Yeah, I was that inhaler kid that people
make
fun of.
What? How do you grow out of that, Becky?
You literally do. It's a thing. People just grow out of it.
Wow, blessed be the fruit.
I know.
Blessed be
my lungs.
The lungs. That's awesome. Well, something I don't know if I've grown out of is my penicillin allergy.
Ooh.
And also, I don't even know if it's an official allergy. But my parents said that I had penicillin when I was a baby, and I had an allergic reaction that they thought was the penicillin, but they weren't sure. And then I had strep throat when I was like 8 years old, and they gave me penicillin for it, which is banana flavored, and it's so good.
Oh, is that banana medicine?
Yes.
I remember that.
Oh my God, it was so good. And then I was like having a bath that evening, and I was like, I can't breathe. My lips are swollen. My throat is swollen. And then I went to the hospital, and then my mom's like, yeah, we gave you penicillin as a baby and you had a reaction. I'm like, so we just, like, we were like, sure, let's try that again. Like, that sounded like a good idea.
Oh, no.
Anyways, I'm alive. I'm still here, but I haven't had penicillin since. And I don't, like, I never officially got tested, but it's just kind of like, I think I'm allergic to this.
Better not.
Yeah, better not. And then that was the hospital. And then I think the other time, I'm pretty sure I went to the hospital for this. Did anybody else, like, ride down the banisters, like, either in your house or, like, in a public setting?
I feel like I attempted it once, but it did not come across as cool as it did in my head.
Oh, so. My God. It was, like, literally my main mode of transportation in my family home.
Oh, boy.
Because, like, I don't know. They were, like, pretty wide, and then they curved a bit.
Ours were skinny.
I don't, like, how did I? That's insane. I would do that. Like, every time I was, like, coming down the stairs, instead of taking the stairs, I'd, like, hop on the banister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. So, anyways, I was doing that once, and I had been doing it all my life. And then, of course, one time, I fell off, and I broke my, like, elbow. Or, like, fractured it, sprained it, whatever. But it was, like, literally a week before the dance recital.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I very quickly learned how to do a one-arm cartwheel for my acro dance.
Holy crap, that's impressive.
Ba-bam.
Fun fact, I've never broken a bone, ever. Oh.
Wow.
So that's been nice. Hoping to keep that record going strong.
Yes, drink your calcium.
Yes. I don't know how I haven't injured myself more with, like, all the DIYs we do.
It's so true.
It's, I don't know. I'm like, it's bound to happen sometime soon. Knock on wood.
You know what does need to break? This podcast.
We will see you back after this short break.
Break.
Hey, a little about a lot, listeners. Exciting announcement here. Season 2 of this podcast is now in video as well as HD audio. If you'd like to actually see us record these podcasts in our awesome DIY podcast studio, head over to youtube.com/thesorrylife, where you can see all of our podcasts recorded in video. Plus, you can leave comments below in real time, since some podcast listening apps don't have that feature. YouTube does. go check it out. Maybe give that channel a subscribe as well, because that's where our vlogs are as well, where you can actually see the things that get brought up in most podcast episodes as well about our daily lives. Okay, see you there.
Okay, and we're back. And we're back and we're going to talk about celebrity crushes.
Oh, who was your first?
None other than the Nicholas Jonas. Is his name Nicholas? I found out recently that not all Nicks are Nicholases.
I guess not.
And not all Lukes are Lucases.
Yeah, no.
I just thought that was a thing. Mm-mm. And then I got called out one time when I called a Luke Lucas and they were like, the fuck? And I was like, oh, sorry. I thought I was being cool and funny.
They also shouldn't be surprised by that. Like, oh, what is this name you came up with? It's like, no.
Yeah.
You must have heard that before.
I thought that was the short form for like pretty much every Lucas ever.
That's funny.
But yeah, Nick Jonas. And the funny story about this is that me and my like grade eight bestie were obsessed with Nick Jonas. And then we played on a baseball team in the summer between grade eight and grade nine. And there was a guy on our baseball team who looked just like Nick Jonas.
Oh,
danger. Oh my God. We were obsessed. Me and him had like a huge crush on each other and we were all like cute and flirty. And then I went away for summer camp, like for 1 week. Mm-hmm. And I came back and he was just like, I'm so over you. And I was like,
oh no. So, was like, he older than you?
No, he was my age and he was going into the same high school as me, but I didn't know him before that. I only met him at baseball. Mm-hmm. And then we were starting high school together in grade nine. So I was like so stoked for that. But yeah, summer camp like really screwed me over that time. Not cool. But the really weird but funny thing is that my friend for my birthday, which by the way is in September. Mm-hmm. So after this guy's already been like so over you, not into it, we go back to school and then my best friend makes me this like funny card where it's like a bunch of pictures of this guy from our school and Nick Jonas. And it's like, happy birthday. And I'm like, this is really cute and funny. But like, oh my God, this guy like hates me now. And like, I don't want a birthday card with his face all over it.
Wait, so it was photos of him?
Yeah.
Where did she get these from?
I think like Facebook. I mean, it must have been Facebook. I think I had the same question. I was like, the fuck?
Like Facebook was barely a thing like in grade nine.
Barely. That was like the very beginning.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I hope like nobody, I don't think anybody listening knows that situation, so I feel okay saying it.
No, it's a great story.
But also he grew up to not look anything like Nick Jonas, just saying.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Did he ever know or hear about this card that had his face all
That's
over
a very
it?
Good question. I feel like no, because I just like was not close with him after our short
summer romance.
Summer, like, baseball, like, team.
That's like a movie plot, for sure.
Yeah, except, like, a sad one.
Oh.
Mm. Okay, moving on. Do you have, what was your celebrity crush? Maybe it turned out better than mine.
Oh, no, it didn't. Well, speaking of movies, the first crush I can remember ever having is...
Wait, let me take a guess. Can I just take a guess?
You'll never get it, but go.
Oh. Go. I was like, I know Becky.
Go.
Like, I thought maybe something with, like, Heath Ledger.
Okay, that's a really strong second.
Okay.
Super strong second. But, yeah, but I always, like, saw Heath Ledger as, like, much older than me.
That's true, because is he not? Or yes. Was he not?
Well,
R.I.P.?
Now it would be, like, less weird because, you know, when you're, like, young, people right. are much older than they are. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was a little kid, he would have been, like, I don't know, late 20s probably. And like,
wait, hold on. I need to Google this.
He probably passed in his like 30s, maybe close to 40s.
True.
I don't know. R.I.P.
Not quite 40, I feel like.
Would have been a strong answer though.
What
for
year
sure.
was Heath Ledger born?
Heath Ledger was born April 4th, 1979.
Oh, I can tell you exactly how old he is because he's the same age as my boyfriend. he would turn 40 this year.
So like doable now, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
but like, you know, super young me, kind of weird. But I have an even older thought, and this is kind of funny. So there's this movie that's like literally from the 90s called Huck and Finn. Do you know it?
No.
It's the story of Tom Sawyer, basically.
Okay.
But stars JTT.
Oh.
But not my crush. It was just funny. So it stars Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and then this other guy, Brad Renfro, is the other guy who's not Tom Sawyer.
Okay, is this person still alive?
Yes. I don't know. So. I would hate to see a photo of him now, but we need to find a photo of him in that movie.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Not that it's like, oh my God, he's so hot, because it's not, but I just had a thing for guys with long hair. Wait, what was his name? He has long hair in this movie. Brad Renfro.
Brad Ren. Fro? Did he have a fro?
No.
Oh.
But we got to find a picture of him from this movie. And he was like, you know, kind of like the rebel, like badass kid in the movie who like turned Tom Sawyer bad. And like, I don't know. Young me was like, that kid's so cool. And he was like closer to my age too.
Mm.
So, you know, you get it. You get it. That's like the earliest thing I ever remember being like, yes, I like.
I don't even know if there is a modern day picture of him, but is this a vintage picture of him?
Yes, but not him from the movie.
Oh, okay.
Let me find you a picture from the movie.
Oh, I found him. Even... This is him.
Yeah.
Respect.
Do you recognize him?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Is he passed?
I mean, I just clicked this photo and all it says is, we'll never get over these Hollywood stars who died. Becky.
I have a terrible curse.
You are the horriblest curse ever. Oh, my God. Both of your, like, crushes?
I didn't even know that. I feel like maybe I knew that, but I didn't know that.
He died in 2008. Oh, my God.
Where was I? Why was I not more upset in 2008?
Drugs. Oh. Freaking drugs, man. Don't do drugs.
Well, any Hollywood celebs, don't let me fall in love with you because it's not looking good.
Oh, my God. That is a movie plot right there.
Oh, boy.
Let's write a short film. Done.
Okay. Moving on from my terrible, terrible curse.
I can't even.
That's so bad.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Okay. Speaking of people that are still alive, my first relationship boyfriend.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know. Did you have a... What was your first relationship?
My first real relationship was my high school boyfriend who you met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met him in college.
Yeah. It was, like, fairly short-lived, like a year-ish or less. I don't know.
If you look at... In my mind, I'm like, high school's 4 years. So, like...
A year is like a quarter of that.
Exactly. Like, and then after you're done high school and college, then I look at, like, your life starts.
And then
relationships. So, like, imagine a quarter of the rest of your life. Like, that would be a long time. But a quarter of your high school life, like, that's 1 year, and that's a long time.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah. I think my like, first relationship was my, like, grade 9 high school boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I guess I had a boyfriend in grade 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I mean, you know.
Boys, watch out.
Watch out. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They happen. They came, they gone.
They came, they gone. Any interesting stories or just they happened?
They happened. My high school boyfriend, that was, I guess, pretty serious. That was like a couple years. So that's like half of high school.
Whoa, 50% of your life in high school. 50%
of my high school life. But he got drafted to like the hockey world.
Oh, that's cool.
So then he moved away.
Wow. Is he like mega rich now? No. Sidney Crosby style?
Not that I know of. That was a short-lived hockey career, I believe. Don't want to like speak for him, but
best wishes.
blessed be your
career.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's move on from that to, oh, what was your first concert? That's a fun one.
Okay, wait, take a guess.
Oh, Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Just by your previous stories.
Yeah.
My first concert was actually Shania Twain, which is fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my mom took me. I forget how old I was. I don't know. Maybe 12, 13,
That's
maybe.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think it was my mom just wanted to go because she was a fan. So yeah. She was like, come with me. It'll be fun. Mother daughter.
Oh, my God. I love
and
that.
And I knew who she was, obviously, because my mom played her all the time. Yeah. But I, like, didn't appreciate it the way I appreciate concerts now.
Mm-hmm.
But still a cool memory. Like, yeah. This was back before, like, when she was, I guess, more, like, in her prime.
Yeah. And I saw Shania Twain, like, I think last year.
Yeah.
She was great.
I know. After I was, like, kind of kicking myself because I was like, oh, that would have been such a good idea to, like, take my mom again because she took me.
But full circle.
I know. I thought of it way too late.
That's okay.
If she ever comes back, Mom, your gift is ruined because that's what I'm going to get you.
True. Maybe. Or, like, Vegas. Isn't she doing Vegas? She should.
I'm not promising you a trip to Vegas. That sounds money. But maybe. We'll see.
Stay tuned. We just need a sponsor.
Yeah.
Shania Twain, Vegas residency. Please sponsor.
Please. First night out?
Yeah.
I guess that'd be like first time you went like out partying.
Out. I mean, this one isn't first like out like turn up, but I don't know if we've told this story before about when we went to an institution in Toronto calling you out, the Drake.
Oh, yes.
Which is like, for those of you that aren't from Toronto, has nothing to do with like Toronto's very own, October's very own Drake. It's like there's a like restaurant hospitality line called the Drake.
It's a hotel.
Hotel and restaurants and bars and stuff like that. And Becky and I went there to see some like art. And we were just in college, like first year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was probably just turned 18 and you were definitely 18. And the drinking age is 19. And we were like, glasses of wine. And then she was like, you guys are of age, right? And we're like, yeah.
I don't even think we like tried to order them. She was just like, do you want like white or do you want wine? And we were like, yes.
That's true.
Yes, we do.
I don't think we went with the intention of like, we're going to get alcohol. Because if you do that, then like, of course, you're going to get carded.
Yeah.
But if somebody's like, would you like this?
And you're like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun.
And then we have really embarrassing like a photo booth strip from that night too.
Aww.
Which I think I have somewhere. We can put that on if we're doing a blog post. This would be a good one to do a blog post on because there's lots of photos and like people we're talking about.
Yeah.
That we could throw photos up for.
Defs. Most defs.
Most defs. Most defs. Oh, I have a really cringe story for this. Well, it wasn't cringe at the time, but me thinking back to like me at the time, I'm like, oh, no, honey.
Yeah.
This was in high school.
Oh. Oh,
I know. But as soon as I tell you, you're going to be like, oh. So there used to be this big like club in the city called the Government or the Cool House.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it exists anymore because I was trying to rack my brain for what it was called and it was hard to find because it's closed now.
Yeah.
But like on the odd occasion, they would do all ages events.
Oh.
So like anyone over the age of, I don't know, like 16 maybe,
yeah,
would be like, obviously kids can't go. But over a certain age, like, you could go to the club.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. And, like, obviously, they wouldn't let you drink or anything, but you could just go and dance.
Yeah.
So they had this big, like, Christmas, New Year's Eve thing one year. And
wait, was it Christmas or New Year's Eve?
I'm trying to remember.
Those are very different occasions.
I know. I thought it was New Year's Eve, but I actually think it was a Christmas thing, like a jingle ball type thing, but not. Like, it wasn't – it was, like, a club. It wasn't, like – a concert.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was like trap remixes of Christmas music and like smoke machines and like older people dancing. It was like kind of gross.
Yeah.
But I went with like three of my friends and we were like, oh, it's gonna be so fun. Because I think it was like the friend of a friend who was like, you know, the one that always feels older than you should be.
Right.
And she was like, I want to go to a club. Come with me. It's all ages. Like, your mom will let you go. And I was like, okay.
Your mom will let you go.
Yeah.
You know it's a friend when they're like, I know how to, like, talk to your mom.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And we went. And, like, it was fun at the time. And we have some real cringe photos from that night that we can throw up on this blog I'm talking about. But just me thinking back now, like, if current me was at an event like that and I saw like 16-year-old me and her friends there,
you'd be like, go home.
I would be like, why am I here? Like, these little youths are here, like, ruining the event. Like, I don't know. It was just so like, why did I go? Why did I think I was like so cool for going to that?
Yeah, it's also like super question. Yeah, exactly what you just said. It's super questionable who's going to an all ages event, who's over,
yes,
like the drinking age that could go to any other bar, because
yeah,
like I would never go to anywhere where there's like the youths.
I know, like the people that like don't mind that, it's like you gotta wonder, because yeah. I remember there being older people and like older guys too, like
no,
nothing happened, but it was kind of a weird vibe at times.
Neat.
I know. So I'm like just thinking back to me in the moment being like, wow, I'm so cool. I'm like, ugh.
So anyone listening, I feel like our audience is a little bit older, but anyone listening who's, you know, in the all ages category, just keep that in mind when you go out.
Be careful, be safe.
Have fun.
Have fun. Like, I had fun.
It is fun, yeah.
It's really fun.
It's more fun than going. It's like the same way that you're young and you want to go to a place where older people hang out. Like, you wouldn't want to go to a place where, like, younger people hang out when yep. you're 16,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
It just makes sense.
I think it was a good thing, too, because it kind of sort of turned me off from the whole club environment anyways. Because, mm-hmm. like, oh, this is gross and, like, too loud and I can't talk to my friends.
Yeah.
So, like, after when I was of age to go to those, I'm like, oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've done that. It's not fun.
Yeah.
So maybe it was an all right thing.
Same. That goes to club once and I'm like, cool. Done.
Over it.
Tapped out. Speaking of going to the club, wait, this one, I didn't go to the club for my 18th birthday, but A first time I drank too much.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Wasn't at a club. It was at my 18th birthday.
19th or 18th?
18th, oh. Yeah. Oops.
Oops.
And a oops. But it was my champagne birthday, if that helps anything.
All right.
When you like...
18?
Yeah, my September 18th, turning 18. I was like, oh my God.
Which, by the way, mine's 3, so like super rip. Did not get to celebrate champagne birthday.
We could pretend it's like 30...
Yeah, a dyslexic me, 30-03. It's the same thing.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
Your 18th birthday, something happened.
Yeah, so Vita, who we had on the podcast, bless her soul, because this was like literally like a week after knowing her. And sorry, Mom, but I like projectile puked in our bathroom. And she like cleaned up some of it, but then she was also like, yo, you got to clean up the rest of this. And I was like, yo, mad respect, because... I would not do that.
This is in college in first year.
This is first year college, yeah. Oops.
Oops.
Now I don't drink tequila because it'll tequila you.
Was this the time that we took you back to the res and you were like passed out?
Probably.
I have this memory of us. We were with someone else and I honestly don't remember who.
I remember who, but I don't want to say who.
I actually don't remember who. And we were like carrying you because you had like fallen asleep.
Oh my God, shh. Don't say this.
Can I not say this? I just think it's funny that we try, because to go into res, you need to show an ID card to prove that you are allowed in, that you live there. And I had your ID card, and I was like, look, this is her.
She like pulls my hair out.
Like, she's
like,
just sleeping right now. Let her into her room. And then they were like, check that it looked like you. And they're like, all right, carry on. Like, not even, do you need help? Is she okay?
Yeah. They're just like
making sure that you're you and you can go in.
Oh my God. We were like at this bonfire, which is near our res, which is like honestly the coolest. We went to a very cool college that like location. It was
by the water. It was really nice.
Yeah, by the water. And we had these bonfires out by the water, which is like you have a view of Toronto. It was sick, but I was also sick. And trust me, I'm much cooler now. I'm sorry, that was like not cool, but you got to do that once so that you'd never do it again.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
wait, do you have a story you're not gonna tell us, or maybe it never happened?
I thought of one story. It's not like so crazy, it's just kind of more funny. So this was when we were at our house, our first house,
yeah,
after college.
Yeah.
And I was just starting to see Austin.
Yeah.
So he came over and we were drinking like with all of our friends. Like, we had friends downstairs too.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to bed like super early because I was like, I've had enough. I'm tired.
Honestly, I always did that at our house parties. We had house parties at our house all the time. And I swear Becky and I were like always the first people
to sneak away
in bed.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And this was like really early into hanging out with Austin. We're like, he really didn't know anybody else.
Oh, true.
But I was like, no, I'm going to bed. So I went to bed and like he came like with me to like make sure I got to bed fine. And I thought he would like just stay with me. I don't know why. But then I was talking to him the next day and he was like, oh yeah, like all your friends are so cool. Like, I hung out with all your friends. And I was like, haha, no, you didn't. You like stayed with me because, you know, that's what I assumed would happen. Even though I don't know why, that'd be so boring for him.
Yeah.
So for like a long time, I thought it was a joke that he did this. And then I went down and I was talking to our downstairs neighbor a little like a couple weeks after. And she was like, oh, like I met Austin. Like, he's so friendly. Like, we all hung out. And I'm like, wait. What? I literally thought this didn't happen for so long because he always jokes about stuff. And then she was like, no, we hung out for hours, like all of us, we played games together. And I'm like, what did I miss that I thought was a joke for so long?
The FOMO.
I know. So that's what happens when you party too hard and you put yourself to bed very early. You miss out on fun.
I mean,
and your friends make friends without you.
But that's like a respectful way to go out,
I guess. So
versus like having to convince the res front desk that this person actually lives here. I feel like we're slowly growing up with these firsts, and the next first is there's some job firsts, but we actually have a podcast where we talked about our job firsts. So check out the beginning of season one of A Little Bit A Lot if you want to hear our job journey and how we got to where we are. But other than that, do you remember our first YouTube brand deal?
I had to even ask you for this answer because I was like, what was it? And then you reminded me and I like laughed out loud.
I think that's it, right?
I think so. Like I said, like these are the first ones we can think of, so if you guys like find an older one, let me know.
Don't come
for me. But yeah, I believe it was with Secret Deodorant. Mm-hmm. And again, this was in the house that I was talking about that we used to live in where we filmed this.
What an iconic house.
So much happened in that house.
Yeah.
But they were doing a campaign for anti-bullying. Mm-hmm. And they had this thing where they wanted people to paint their pinky nails blue with blue nail polish.
Yeah.
And basically it was like a silent, like, visual support that you stand against bullying.
Yeah.
So if you, like, saw someone with a pink nail, you're like, oh, yeah, you
They're cool. an ally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, we're in this together. So they asked us, and I don't, like, did this even relate to a DIY? Maybe we made friendship bracelets or something.
Oh, yeah, we did. You're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they were like, hey, can you go out and get people to paint their nails on camera or their nail on camera with you and, like, say to camera that they support this anti-bullying message? And we were like, yeah. And it was, like, not that much money, but we were like, this is so exciting. Like, Secret Deodorant, a big notable brand. Like, it's in stores. So legit.
I feel like that's also when our friends started taking us seriously. Yeah. I feel like we honestly probably kept our channel a secret from our, school friends until we were like, hold on, now we need to ask you guys all to be in our video. And also, we're getting paid for it. So that's awesome.
But the best part was that we didn't even fake the nail polish thing with, like, actual friends of ours, which we could have done very easily.
Yeah, we did a couple friends, but we, like, also just walked around campus.
Yeah, the one I remember the most is going to around campus and, like, literally going up to random girls and being like, hey, can I just, like, film you? Can you just, like, let me paint your nail? And most of them were like, what? Because YouTube wasn't even so much of a thing back then as it is now. Like, it's common to see people walking around vlogging.
Yeah.
Before then, it was, like, a weird thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so going around convincing people to paint their nails blue and then awkwardly on camera say, like, I support anti-bullying. Yeah. It was a big moment. Big mood.
I'm going to go watch that video.
Is that still even up? It probably is, right?
Probably. Even though, you know what? It's not still a thing. The company that paid us to do it. Not Secret, but our MCN that we were with at the time, mm-hmm. was Alloy Digital, which turned into Defy Media.
Yeah, so that was the first brand deal. And then mm-hmm. after that, I'm hoping they only got bigger and better.
I think so.
I think so, too. What was your first, okay, these two kind of maybe go hand in hand, maybe? No, mm-hmm. probably not. I was going to say first car and first big purchase. Mm-hmm. But my first answer, my thought, I was like, oh, my first big purchase was probably, like, my car.
Yeah.
The first car I ever had. Which, is your current car your first car?
The first one I bought, yeah.
Yeah. I had an old Honda Civic, which I paid for a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, that'll be my answer. But then I thought of a better answer.
What is,
like,
it?
Like, the first one that kind of stressed me out. I remember buying my first cell phone, like, that I paid for.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. And it was a Nokia cell phone. And, like, honestly, even after owning an iPhone, I swear this is my favorite phone I've ever owned.
What?
I know. It's so odd. We need to find a photo of it. But it was, like, a white and silver phone, and it looked like a BlackBerry, but it wasn't.
Was it the side swipe ones?
No.
Oh.
It was, like, essentially what you think of as, like, a brick phone. It was, like, had a screen and the keys, but it didn't move at all. It was, like, a single flat phone.
Yeah.
And it was just so nice looking. Like, I loved that phone. It was so easy to type on. And I don't know what it was about it, but I was obsessed with that phone. And I remember going with my mom, and I was like, can you please take me to Rogers? Because that's who I was with at the time. Like, we have to find this phone. And it was so hard to find it in the white, because, like, the black was the one that everyone
else. This sounds like such a Becky thing.
I know. And I was
like, I need this phone, and I need it in white.
Exactly. I'm very, like, particular with the things that I spend money on. So we went to a bunch of different Rogers. We finally found the white and silver one, and, like, it was a big mood for many years.
Yeah.
And I stressed, because it was, like, a couple $100s, like, even back then, to buy a phone outright.
Wait, it was only a couple $100s?
Which, that's a lot, right? For, I don't know.
No, it is, but also, like, phones are, like, thousands now.
I know. So, like, back then, a couple hundred on a phone was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
When it was so common to just get one with your plan.
Yeah.
But I was particular, and I wanted this one, which didn't come with my phone plan. So I remember stressing hard about that phone.
Well, I know the first house that we rented in together, the first house there, but your first house purchase, I mean, I can't believe you have two.
I know. It's kind of too under my belt.
Wait a minute.
It's wild. My first house ever was in my hometown. There's vlogs about this too. Austin and I getting the house and moving in. But it was like a townhouse, and it had a lot of floors. It was like skinny but tall, so it had like seven different levels.
Yeah.
It was a wild home. And we lived there for about a year. But then honestly, the neighborhood wasn't like super maze, and I wanted to be closer to the city. So now we have the house that we're in now.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I had to talk about my first house, that'd be the one.
Did you? And I remember you saying that the multiple floors was crazy, and mm-hmm. you didn't like it, especially for cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I'm house shopping, I mean, most houses don't have like a bunch of different floors, but mm-hmm. I've seen like one, or like I'll see them come up in my listings, and I'm like, nah, I can't go see that. I remember Becky said it was not fun.
Well, yeah. Well, A, you're walking on like up and down stairs all the time.
Yeah.
And stairs collect like the most dirt, I feel like.
Yeah.
So vacuuming up and down like 5 sets of stairs is a lot.
Not fun.
Not fun.
Okay. Also, though, like when I was getting my mortgage or getting pre-approved for my mortgage, he was like, I was like, what happens if this happens, or what happens if I sell it in this time? And he was like, he's like, that's okay. You just need to like bring the mortgage with you, kind of thing. Or like, there's always these different scenarios that can happen. But he was like, whatever you do, don't sell your house within the first year. He's like, you need to be there for at least a year. Why? Otherwise, he said there was huge fees and stuff. No, you're good.
I don't know. Not that I know of. But I think, I don't know if we were necessarily under a year.
Oh, you might have been over a year.
I think we were over
a year.
And
then you just carry your mortgage, right?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was always like, well, you have to pay off your house before you can move.
Well, yeah. You get like the money back from the house of your sale.
Right.
Which you then put into the mortgage that you owe.
Mm.
But then often you need another mortgage for the next one. So
yes.
They just kind of like take the one and then add to the, anyways.
True.
Not interesting right now.
Wow. I mean, I'm just trying to adult over here. Cool.
First podcast. That's the last one on the list.
Oh my God.
First podcast was, when was the first podcast?
The crazy thing is we didn't even like, I don't think we were ever on a podcast before started a podcast, right? Like, we weren't guests on any.
Have I ever even been on one since?
Wow, true. No. I'm offended. We have people on our podcast.
I'm impressed. I'm like, I did this thing with no experience, and I'm like, I'm going to do it.
Actually, we have been asked to be on a couple podcasts, I think, but the timing and stuff just hasn't worked out.
We're busy.
But yeah, that busy life.
Okay, as you can tell, we're slowly fading and losing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right. So I think we'll wrap up the podcast here.
Thanks for tuning in this week, guys. And make sure to subscribe,
mm-hmm.
even not on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe on your podcast app because, I mean, subscriptions are free.
And next podcast, we're actually going to be responding to a bunch of emails that you guys have sent in. Any questions, concerns, thoughts that you've had, so make sure to send us your emails
to
podcasts@thesorrygirls.com. Podcast, no S, podcast, one single podcast we have.
We only have one.
@thesorrygirls.com. You can email us literally about anything, and we might read it, and we might respond to it.
That's true. And you know what else is true? That the sun just came out. It was raining.
What?
And now it's sunny, so we're going to go enjoy the sunshine.
Okay. See you. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.